Welcome once again to The Business Side, our weekly spotlight on economic news. I'm Alan Lytle. Tuition is on the rise once again at colleges and universities in Kentucky. And while students and parents are used to the annual bump, some are starting to question just what is that college education really buying? Well, that's a topic that we're exploring on this week's edition of The Business Side. And joining me is the executive editor of The Lane Report, Mark Green. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Alan.
Your recent edition of your publication contains a substantial article on what we would call ROI as it pertains to a college education, and return on investment is what we're talking about there.
The value proposition of college tuition, which, as we know, has just gone up and up and up, accelerated, you know, way faster than the cost of inflation for several decades now. And students and parents, anybody who's writing the check to pay for tuition, looks at this very, very closely nowadays, you know, I think more so than they did in the past, and they want to make sure that they're going to come out the other side of this with some value, which means a job, a marketable skill, and the ability to find a job. Students are really evaluating the choices that they have more closely to now than ever.
So one figures that they're going to spend like half of their adult life paying off their student loans. They want to make sure that they are in the best position possible to earn enough money to complete that activity in the quickest way possible, correct?
Yeah, very, very much so. The figures currently are that students or former students in the United States owe $1.5 trillion in student debt, and we keep hearing that it delays people from buying a house and moving out to having the cars and clothes and everything else that they want to have, and that's money that can be powering the economy. When I went to college way back when, it took me, you know, 5 or more years to pay off my college loans, which seemed considerable to me at the time, but it's a fraction of what kids are looking at today. You know, it's a daunting task to look at going to college and being able to pay that loan off and work that into your budget through the rest of your life, or at least for the next, you know, decade or so after you get out of college. So students are looking very closely at this, and we talked to a number of the colleges in the state, which there are 66 colleges and universities, and we talked to about eight or nine, you know, some of the larger ones, to ask them a few questions about the process of student evaluation and you know, what they tell students.
And what the students are asking them, too, correct?
Yes, indeed. There were a couple of factors that stood out to me. One is that in today's digital world and today's students coming into college are digital natives, there is information available for them to assess these colleges to a very high degree. So they can make a very informed decision if they are inclined to do so. So the schools have to be ready to answer their questions. And then another thing is that, you know, there are more and more of the non-traditional students, and that basically means people who are past 25 years in age, and they generally are into some sort of a career. They probably have a family, and they also are ever more discerning in looking at their college choice, because they have limited time available, and they are just even more concerned about how valuable the outcome is going to be of putting that money down to go to school again.
Sure, because they're already paying bills, and this one's going to be a big one.
Yes, it is. There's a really big range in costs. A year at school can range from as low as you know, less than $3,500 at one of the Kentucky community and technical college system institutions to just over $40,000 at Center College in Danville, and so that can add up if for a four-year degree. And then, of course, nowadays, many students end up going to school for 5 years or 6 years. You know, one of the standard benchmarks that schools look at is their six-year graduation rate.
Which stands to reason. You've maybe changed majors from time to time or had a bit of a setback and had to sit out for a little while and come back. You know, these are all factors. When it comes to per credit hour, what am I getting for my money? How am I going to earn the money that I need in order to pay off these student loans? That's a huge consideration, and one that your publication makes the point that more and more people are considering on the front end as opposed to on the back end.
Well, the schools did tell us that the number one concern that students have today is affordability. You know, just can they pay this tuition to begin with? Number two is can they pay off the debt after they're out? But they are, you know, they're looking to get value from that education. You know, and in the past, some people would just look at getting an education as a value unto itself. But nowadays, you have to get a job in addition to the education. So students want to know, you know, what's my class size? What is my 4 year, 6 year graduation likelihood? What's the placement rate after I get out of school? And it turns out that the higher cost schools do tend to have the best 4 year graduation rates and the best placement rates, which is why they can charge the higher dollars.
Conversely, for someone who is trying to get into the job market without the benefit of higher education, that's a pretty stark picture as well.
Well, it can be. You know, we have spent at least the past generation telling young adults and people just on the threshold of that that a college education is the only ticket to success. And we do hear that some of the skilled professions that do not require a degree are also in high demand. And in fact, you know, so many people have gone to college that there aren't enough people to do carpentry and electrical work and welding and a variety of the other skills involved in manufacturing and construction. You know, those areas can pay you pretty well nowadays too without a college degree. And then schools, in response to the marketplace, offer many, many, many skills certificates. And rather than getting a four-year college degree, you can go through a program to acquire specific skills. And they can be, you know, abstract, or they can be very, very concrete, you know, administration, how to be an electrical utility company lineman and put up new utility infrastructure.
So the bottom line is more and more people are looking at this return on investment as a major consideration about where they're going to school, what kind of major they're going to select, and how long they're going to be at it.
Yes, very, very much so. You know, the schools have to be ready to explain what their value proposition is. And everybody has usually their own specific, unique answer to that question. The KCTCS schools will tend to tell students that they are going to get very, very strong staff support and guidance as they go through their education process. Other ones, Transylvania says there's a touts their 4 year graduation rate, which is far better than a national average, and the fact that their alumni tend to have a 95% placement rate 6 months after graduation, meaning they have a job, and that's what it's all about, huh?
Yeah, in this day and age, I certainly would say so. That is all the time that we have for today on the business side. Our guest has been the executive editor of The Lane Report, Mark Green, and you can hear the director's cut of our interview at WUKY.org. Have a great week ahead, Mark.
You too, Alan. Nice speaking with you.